We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it's time to head to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to bring on Omar Kelly, brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager, and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. Good morning, Omar. How are you?
I'm good. How are you gentlemen doing?
Fantastic.
Hey, Omar, how was the vacation? Seriously.
It was good. Can't complain. I'm recharged. I'm refreshed.
I'm excited
to go to OTA, to mini camp practice, so I'm all good.
Hey, before we get into all the stuff, we've been having a little fun. So you felt like Cuba had looked a lot like Coral Gables, and you saw a lot of fat kids and fat Cuban men over there. They're eating a little better than you thought. You gave me a good laugh, man. I just won't let you know.
I have the benefit and privilege of being able to travel to a number of Caribbean islands. Cuba was the first time that I've ever gone. And certainly I had a ton of perceptions and ton of thoughts and theories about what communism looked like, what Cuba looked like, a landlocked in the 1950s. And I went there and I, strangely enough, discovered a lot of those theories were wrong and incorrect. And when you compare it to islands like Haiti and Dominican Republic and, you know, a number of third world countries that I've had the benefit of visiting, it adds a lot of perspective to it. You don't see starvation. You don't see, people living in shanty homes. And yes, I didn't travel to the opposite side of Cuba, but I saw a good portion of the island, drove about 45 minutes into the different cities and the little boroughs. And while I am not sure about, you know, communism and its impact on the people complete totality, but I know that they live certainly a lot better than people in Haiti.
Yeah, well, and no, you're throwing Haiti, the dictator, you're aware the dictatorship's still in Cuba, though, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. There's dictatorship in a lot of countries. There's dictatorship in Venezuela, and certainly. But, you know, children are educated for free. Health care is for free. And I'm not saying that everything is perfect, but certainly there are a lot of people, you know, to get an education in Haiti, you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, nobody is providing you home health care in Haiti.
Yeah, but I understand. Omar, I guess the only thing I would say, but you're aware of the fact a lot of Cuban Americans that live here, their parents and their grandparents had prison and lost their properties and had everything taken away from them. I guess.
Absolutely.
Because people have been a little fired up about some of the stuff that you've been open with on your trip. Joe, I get you're aware of that, right?
Joe, you know me, and I don't care what people think. Here's I'm a journalist. And what I can say is the perception of Cuba, I honestly felt, and yes, I know I'm a tourist, but I honestly felt safer in Cuba than I do in Miami. And that was to me. I would strongly recommend to you that you should go, Joe, and see.
I'm not going to go over there. No, I understand, but I'm not going to. I wouldn't do that to my. I wouldn't do that, but you can't tell me, like, Cuba, if you do certain things, like the government, I mean, you don't get to see that stuff, but you can't say it's safer for people over there.
I felt as a tourist, me, individually, as a tourist, felt a lot safer in Cuba than I did in Cancun, Mexico. you know, they, and this is, you don't get to create a perspective of things until you actually see it firsthand. And, you know, that's why I was so interested in going into it, because I wanted to see it firsthand. And I'm not saying everything is paradise and everything is great, but it trust me, there are a lot of Caribbean island countries doing a lot worse than Cuba.
Yeah, no. I get an Haiti thing, but you understand there's tourists, like the Cubans over there, the government makes sure you're on the tourist.
Yes.
Right, you understand. It's like, it's kind of like a lot of other places too. They want to make sure you're over there, you're spending your money, that you see good stuff. You don't get to see the bad stuff, but you're aware of that.
No. You see what you want to see, but you're correct. It is just like any other island. They want to make sure you're safe, and they want to make sure that you see the best in the representation. My perspective is based on, you know, I'm Jamaican. There are a lot outside of the tourist areas in Jamaica.
Yeah.
It's rough. And Cuba, yeah, they've got a lot of a little bit of tourist areas, and they're putting a lot of money and effort into it. But it's not as rough from what I saw that as a lot of places I visited.
Well, I don't think they want you to see that on your vacation when you're over there. That, like, hey, all the struggling Cubans live over here where they're not getting a lot of food. Come over here. We want to show you. Omar, you and your wife, come over. I mean, they're not going to show you that.
But Joe, that's what I want to see. And that's where I made an effort to go. That's me on my vacation. That's what I want to see.
You're on vacation. You're telling you went down some of the rough neighborhoods to see where people like, we can't talk about it. No, we can't talk about it. We just got, I don't know, Omar. I guess I'm just a little more sensitive to the people that have come over here that have struggled, or their families have struggled. And, you know, there's going to be.
So you don't think that people from Haiti and Jamaica, when I came here.
No. I'm with the same thing. I know you keep bringing up Haiti and Jamaicans. And listen, Haiti's got it terrible, and I agree with you that they're the forgotten people that I feel terrible for. But man, I've got guys I work with that their parents had everything taken from them, were forced to leave if they weren't in prison, and the prisoners. There's people listening right now that have parents and relatives in prison, and I guess I'm just a little more sensitive. When I mean, I don't mind you saying you had a great vacation, which it sounds like you did. But
it's not a matter of a great vacation. It's a matter of an awareness. And understand, we're in South Florida, so I get it. This is Cuban country. I get it.
I don't know about Cuban country.
That's close. It's close.
There's a lot of Cubans that live here, yes.
But, you know, for those who are, yeah, communism is still there, but the island is trying to change. And island certainly is benefiting a lot from tourism right now. I heard it was much better before the tourism got there. But this is a perspective based on, I went there to see exactly what was the real Cuba. And, yeah, I didn't go to, you know, hoods hours into Cuba. But I think I saw a great deal of the island. I did a walking tour, and not just the walking tour, but, you know, gained some perspective. I traveled, you know, 40 minutes into Cuba to see Cuba and gained a great deal of perspective. Yeah, you know why I say it looks like Coral Gables and people want to joke about this as much as they want? Yeah, the housing is locked into the 1950s, 1960s, and it looks like some of those communities, it looks like Coral Gables.
All right.
In terms of where
I haven't been there. Building, no, I you were there. I wasn't there. Nor will I be there, but no, I got it. Would you go back?
Yeah, definitely. What I really loved was there are some great artists in Cuba. And
when
I say great, I mean phenomenal artists in Cuba. And I would really love to go back and get some art, some more art. I picked up two pieces, and I really want more.
All right, what about Rashad Jones? Is he going to go to mandatory mini camp?
Hey, what's going on, Rashad, Omar?
I think so. I think he'll be there because, you know, Rashad likes money more than anything. So why would you take the fine just for showing up for 3 days of practice? I don't know, you know, how much he'll participate just because I don't know where he is in his recovery from his shoulder surgery. What people forget is that Rashad had shoulder surgery at the, you know, in the off season. So he's still in a recovery process. There's no guarantee he would have been practicing even if he actually appropriated. Yeah.
Omar, what do you think the biggest reason that Rashad wouldn't go to OTAs with a new coach and a new system? I understand last year's system. I know that's it was terrible, but what do you think the biggest reason, like, he wouldn't get off, try to get off to a good start with Coach Flores, who claims giving everybody a fresh start?
I don't know if Rashad needs a fresh start. Rashad's got his money. Nobody forced Miami Dolphins to sign that contract. Rashad is being trained by one of the world's most renowned trainers. He's paying a hefty price for it because, you know, that ain't cheap. And Rashad knows exactly where he is at his career at 29, you know, coming off a probably one of his worst NFL seasons, probably because of injuries and the scheme that he was put in and how he was utilized. And, you know, he knows he needs to have a great season. So he's put himself in a position to be trained and prepared for the best. People have this perception that OTAs is so, you know, tremendously great work or it's busy work. Let's be real about it. It's busy work for NFL players. If Rashad feels that he can get a better training and better preparation from people outside the facility, cover two is cover two. You know, zone is zone. You know,
that stuff is, but not the other stuff. I would disagree. They got a lot more packages than this double zone. Or a weak side blitz or strong side blitz or
but here's
cover
the thing,
three.
Joe, and I hear what you're saying, Joe, but even Flores will tell you they're doing basic vanilla stuff right now. Basic vanilla stuff. You don't think Rashad Jones has seen this stuff in 8 years of a career?
Yeah. No. I just think they listen, everybody wants to have the guys around. I mean, Omar, I get that it's voluntary. It's been voluntary, but everybody likes to have their guy around. And I like Rashad. And listen, Rashad, I've never seen Rashad out of shape, so it's not a matter of that or anything else. I just am kind of like, all right, new coach, new system. Guy's got a great proven defensive system. Let me get off to a good start and show him. And, hell, maybe I'll stay for 2 or 3 years here if everything works out.
It don't matter because everybody knows what the situation is with Rashad. If the Dolphins could have moved him, they would have moved him. They can't move him. It is the reality. He's got a ridiculously big contract that nobody twisted their arm to sign.
Yeah, but I'm not mad about it. You keep bringing up the money. I don't care about the money. God bless him. He got his money.
It's about the money. This is really about the money. And people have this perception that, oh, Rashad is this grown-up. No, Rashad is cashing checks. And Rashad ain't taking it personal. And hopefully he shows up today and hopefully he'll talk and hopefully he won't make himself sound like, you know, just like he's just a greedy NFL player. But when the roles and situation is flipped from a business standpoint, teams don't have any shame about treating this like a business. But when a player treats it like a business, then everybody's got a problem with it. Like this ain't a NFL is this team stuff is fiction. It's fiction. And unfortunately, players realize that when they get to the business side of it. Well, Rashad has been through the business side twice. He's got 2 mega contracts from the Miami Dolphins. In my opinion, in the 11 years I've covered the team, nobody has won more than Rashad Jones when it comes to the business end of it. I'm not going to sit here and say Rashad is a bad guy because he won in the business end. No,
well, nobody's saying he's a bad guy. You just said he's a bad guy. Nobody said he's a bad guy. I think everybody likes Rashad. I just want him around because I think he can really help him. And I'd like to see him around with all the young guys and everything else and see how it all plays out. That's all. But you're telling me it's all business, so.
Rashad's a businessman. People will say he's selfish. I call it he's a businessman. And I don't have a problem with selfish players in the NFL because if you don't look out for yourself, who in the world will? Will it be the organization, the same one that cut Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor? Like, no. This NFL is not about friendships or family or team.
No, it's about
the
production.
NFL is a business.
No, it's about production. I think everybody's played it, understands. You think you're real like till you get injured or you're not playing as well and you make as much as you can and you get guaranteed money and he's done a great job with it. But I thought that'd just be another reason. He's got the guaranteed money and hell, he plays well. Maybe they bring him back and they go, hey,
I don't see that happening, and for various reasons, because you know how the business works.
And truth be told, people don't realize this, but I believe if he plays in the first game, he's got $4 million in next year's contract guarantee. So Rashad has got a very beautiful contract, and it's super complicated. And would the Dolphins love to unload it? Absolutely. Can they? No. And that's their problem. It's not Rashad's problem.
All right, Omar.
Thank you, Omar.
Well, you came out getting it all fired up today, man. I thought I'd hear a little bit more sensitive to the cause here in South Florida. I didn't hear it. Omar, take care of yourself. We'll see you out there.
All right.
That was Omar Kelly, brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. And the text machine is broken.
What do you mean it's broken?
It's broken.
What do you mean? Like it fell down and it cracked?
18 minutes ago, from 18 minutes on, we've had 300 text messages.
All phone lines are ringing, too. I didn't answer because I'm not on Omar's side with this, but I don't want to hear people yell.
I'm not even – am I overreacting by 300 text messages?
People are ticked off this morning.
300.
Well they should be, probably.
We had 70 before 9 o'clock hour. We had 318 minutes.
I tried nicely just to give them a little take on it without getting in one of these things. A
couple text messages even saying that. That Joe is trying very hard.
I tried to, like, he goes, you ought to go there. I go, no, I've already told friends of mine who are Cubans I would never go. Please don't go.
We had a guy texting five times, what's your address to the station? He thought that Omar was here.
Well, I can't. I can't come over here. And
I gave him the address to the racetrack gas station.
I just, whatever. Anyway, everybody's entitled their own opinion, right? So. We're really late. We got to go to break here. We'll be
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Everybody take a deep breath. WQAM Sports, Steaks and Spirits is this Wednesday. Huge thanks to all who entered, by the way. If you did not win your way in, you want to hang out with the QAM staff, we'll have a way for you to go. But there's only 50 tickets available. Our friends at JWB Prime Steaks and Seafood have created a special menu that you could purchase to come for the event. For details, go to WQAM.com to learn more about that. That's this Wednesday. Text machine is 560-22, the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. We'll read a couple of those. Only have 4,000 of them to read.
Well, I mean, the thing is, a lot of the stories that people are telling us and texting are kind of heartbreaking stories.
Yes.
And I wish, like, Omar would be more sensitive to that. And I grew
he's
up in Miami, so I understand. Maybe he didn't.
No, he's grown up,
No, like, well, I had a really nice caller I spoke to during the break. And, like, again, like, the stories are really crappy.
Yeah, but he's had to be around them. I worked at NBC, and I had some of my camera guys and stuff that told me stories when I got here. And, you know, we're talking about people losing everything and literally jumping on a boat or a plane with luggage, and they had to come over and start over and left everything. The government took everything, like, or political prisoners where, you know, you had lost uncles, disappeared, never saw them again, or brothers that were involved over there and didn't agree with the government. You got to come over here with nothing. And a lot of them have started over and been very successful. But we're just talking. Dono, of course, he's out there. He's listening. He says, I'd be a little salty if they took everything from me and said, hey, you got to move over to London and live
or somewhere else.
Up in Canada and start over, pal. You know, you'd be a little salty, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, he brought up the Haiti thing, and Haiti thing is terrible, man.
Of course.
It's the worst of all. I totally agree, but you can't just make it sound like, and I don't care what he says, there's no way he got to see everything.
No.
And there's no way, his wife goes, I don't want to see all the nice touristy stuff. I want to make sure we go back and see how it really is here. And she, I'm with you. Let's go back.
Well, if Abbott this text 24 hours in a tourist area and you can opine on Cuba, ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyway.
Mm. I can read text, but every single one's about Omar.
I don't understand the desire to want to travel there. That's the thing with me. Like, I obviously won't go there. I know you said you won't go there, but I don't understand knowing those stories even want to go.
My two cousins and their friends came back here and they wanted to go. They set it up from California and they went. And tried to get us, hey, you want to take a couple days and go? And I went, no. I'm going to pass. But they weren't aware of everything.
Yeah, it's different for us living down here in South Florida.
Well, and I go, look at that. And I told them one night we're having a beer when they got back or before they left. And I explained a little bit to them. Oh, we weren't really aware of all that stuff. We knew there's dictatorship. And so anyway.
I mean, they have TVs, right, your family? Computers, TVs? Like, this stuff is readily available. Like, you can learn about this stuff.
a lot more different living down here. I've lived down here 40 years. I'm 40 years old. I've lived down here my whole life. I know the entire story. I know friends and family.
There are a lot of Cuban stories out there. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah. It's a lot different if you don't live here. Mexican, you might know it. But,
Mexican area where we live out there.
Yeah, you lived out there. You grew up and raised in,
different set of problems out there that you get in your news. Anyway, what do we got? Without saying somebody I don't want to hear somebody wants to kill him or I'm going to punch him or I want him fired. I don't want to hear that stuff. What do you got?
Other stuff. Did Omar visit the prisons where half the population lives? That's one of them. This guy goes from bad to worse to moronic. 0 to 60. This guy's a bleeping bleep hole. This guy is walking on thin ice. Once a bleep hole, now a bigger bleep hole. He shows how much of a bleep he is every time he opens his mouth and talks about this. Let's see. He's not a journalist. He's an idiot. This Omar Kelly interview is going to piss a lot of the Cuban community off. I believe I have read into that so far. Thanks for ruining your show with this guy. Okay, you feel safer.
Well, we've ruined our own show.
Yeah, we think we did a good job of that ourselves.
We do a good job on our own, though.
Laughing my ass off. This guy is wild, man. He lives in Miami, right? Yes, he does.
Omar grew up down here.
He did. Carroll City. Yeah.
Omar, I love this one. He felt safer. He just adds on to him. He's got his top list now. And he feels safer
there than
in Miami. He feels safer in Cuba than in Miami.
And someone said he feels safer until he says he doesn't like Castro. Then see how safe you are there.
Like, so what you're saying, it's equivalent to saying, I don't like the Dade County mayor.
Yep. If Omar liked it so much there, he should go live there. See how he feels then. Omar's committing career, you know what? Oh, my God. Omar Kelly is now pontificating on how great communism is. Interesting. Omar
said he's aware of all the stuff. Yep. So
that was a big word, by the way, for Zach. Biggest word you've ever said on the show.
And I definitely was going to butcher it.
You know what it means?
Pontification? Yeah.
Hey, let me ask
to
you.
To pontificate.
Okay.
You should have gone with as your definition.
Let me ask you this, too. What do you think the Rashad Jones stuff? I don't. First of all, he thinks everybody hates Rashad Jones.
Nobody hates Rashad Jones.
Sometimes he gets going on these things like, Omar, nobody hates Rashad Jones. Why would you hate somebody that's been that good?
No, he's been a great player for this team for years. I don't think people hate Rashad Jones.
And just because I want him around doesn't mean I hate him.
No, and that's the whole point. I want if this Ronald team.
Rolled it. He's a little fired up, but it's my fault. I got him going on the on the Cuban stuff, and he just took it in and he just said, "All right, you want to talk about Rashad? They don't care about him." Mm. They want to know if he's going to play. They want him to play.
Yep.
He goes, it's a business. Yeah, it's never changed. They're all a business.
Yep. It's not his fault he signed that contract.
He got a great. No, listen. He did. He's done great.
Great.
He's made a lot of money. He's going to make a lot more. But I don't know. Whatever. All right.
Omar comes across very arrogant at times. Safer in Cuba than Miami. Come on, Omar. Yeah. You could say it's safer. It probably is. I'm sure there's not a few hundred thousand guns in the hands of civilians in Cuba. I was just in Hollywood looking for my daughter's new apartment. I pulled into a parking spot. I was going to back up, and the car boxed me, and there were two men in the car in the passenger seat, and he had a gun between his legs. All right, nice story. Nice story coming out of Hollywood this morning.
In Hollywood, though?
Hollywood this
not
morning.
Not in Miami, though.
No,
see,
no.
That's safer. Broward. Damn Broward.
This is the worst thing that you could probably hear today. Omar Kelly is the Max Kellerman of WQAM. I feel safer in Cuba than Miami, huh? What an ass clown. He thinks he saw it firsthand, huh? That is every text coming in right now.
My buddy just texted me he's safer because he doesn't get attacked for his dumb takes out in Cuba.
He says,
oh, God.
I would just say to the text messages that, where are you guys? I'd like to come over to your building. He's not here.
Yes, address. My dad wants the address. Somebody texted him.
He
was a phone call interview, folks, unless you want to come here and beat up Hollywood. Yeah. There's a reason why the Miami tour buses don't take you through Miami Gardens and Liberty City, you jack bleep. Yep. I'm a gringo, but Omar needs to shut the bleep up. Yep. That's a gringo texting in for that one. Is Omar really defending Castro? I don't believe he said Castro's name, but...
No, he didn't. Let's not go too far. No,
I'm not going there.
I mean, yeah, because this is what happens, right? Next thing you know,
he did not say.
He had not a chance to hang out with the Castro family.
No,
had a really nice
big
dinner.
Come on, great job, Omar, the Cuban dictator. Thank you for your money, you Ascalon. Yeah, Omar's an ignorant jack bleep. This guy's a damn fool. He should just move over there. Cuba helps Jamaica. They build schools and send nurses. The media is not giving the full story. Okay.
Cuba helps Jamaica?
That's what it says. Cuba helps Jamaica. They build schools and send nurses.
I don't know. Listen, he's right about one thing, the Haitian thing, and I understand, and that's been one, but we weren't talking about Haiti, and we weren't talking about Jamaica. We were talking about his trip to Cuba.
That's right.
That's all.
That's it.
He's entitled to his opinion, and like he said, he goes, I'm going to tell you what I think, man. I'm a journalist.
Right. Someone said, please stop calling yourself a journalist, someone texted him. Omar, stick to the Dolphins. You truly have no clue what's going on in Cuba. Completely oblivious. My dad wants... Oh, nope, that's the kick-ass one.
Joe, do you consider yourself a journalist?
No.
You've dug into some of these topics here lately, so...
No, I haven't, but I've lived down here.
Just this topic, but other ones recently here. You've been really diving deep.
I'm not diving deep. I'm just a little more sensitive living down here to... After having dinners and sitting with people and having Cuban sponsors and listening to their stories coming over here and what happened and what was taken away from their family. So I've been educated by families that are here, who, by the way, are very successful here, but it doesn't take away from their mom and dad and what they had to go through. And I've also been around younger Cubans like, dude, who cares, man? It's... Mom and dad grew up here. It's their grandparents. We're fine. And because they didn't see it firsthand either. But anyway, everybody's different.
Someone says they feel safer with Omar in Cuba than they do down here. They want Omar to go back. These are the texts coming in. There's nothing positive at all in any of these texts.
Really?
Yeah, zero. Zero positivity.
Oh, that's not good.
Except for the big word I read.
That's not good. Hey, listen, we'll jump back in and read a few more text messages here.
You sure?
I didn't mean to bring it. You know, sure? I've been laughing for the last couple of days because I've never heard a guy go, man, Cuba looks a lot like Coral Gables, which is a really nice area. Some beautiful Spanish-style homes down there for anybody that spent time down in Coral Gables. It's most of those areas are really nice. Not everything. It's nice, though. And then everybody's getting heavy. He thought he was going to see a bunch of starving people going, you got any food?
Someone texted in, Hank Haney says, thank you, Omar. That's last name.
All right. Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, let's be nice to the people for a second, Joe. Got a pair of tickets to see Chris Young September 14th at Coral Sky Amphitheater with special guests Chris Jansen and Low Cash. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. on LiveNation.com. You can win a pair of tickets right now, 800-227-0560. Caller number 5 right now. You'll speak to the Biff in the back, and you get a pair of tickets to see Chris Young September 14th with Chris Jansen and Low Cash.
All right. Do they live in Coral Gables?
I don't know. My guess is no. My guess is no.
You ever say something Ooh. Where you think about it and you go, you know, maybe I should have been more. I've had it happen.
Yes, I think we've all kind of stuck our foot in our mouths.
And
kind of gotten our way out of it.
Even recently, with something that popped up here last week, I kind of was like, I wish I just stayed away from it and didn't get into it. Would have been better, and something happens to somebody. So, yeah, I've been through. Anyway, we'll check in on the Kendall Toyota. West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022, as we finish up this day. Of course, we've got mini camp that Omar and the rest of our writers will be out covering today to see what's going on. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of articles tonight on Rashad Jones, whether they talk to him or not. They'll talk to the coaches and everything else. So what do you got coming in?
It says people need to see for themselves before executing Omar. They might feel the same damn way. Matter of fact, we had an employee move back there because he said he lived a simple and less of a stressful life out there in Cuba. Okay. Glad to see Omar ruffling the Cuban community in Miami. Look at that. There's oppression and poverty all over the Caribbean and globally. Okay. Some people are there also. Let's see what else. Joe, I want to thank you for ruining today all day, because the rest of the day on this channel is going to be Omar's hour. Don't let him call in after the show today. Okay.
I'm not letting him call in after the show, because after the show,
we're out.
I'm not going to be around, and I don't care who the F they have on their show.
That's right. We hope they have a good show. Ira and
Why do you care?
Alex.
I don't care who they have on their show. Do you care who they have on their show?
Yeah, because I'll be listening. Good show.
And what else you got on?
Woof. Cuba puts a dog puts on a dog and pony show for Torres and Omar bit. How ignorant. Okay. Omar may be right about the safety part, but you trade freedom and personal wealth for it. Another guy tweeted at us that he agrees with Omar. He felt a lot safer when he went to Cuba than he did here walking around in Miami. Okay. This is just people.
You know, I think we could say no matter where you walk around, there's going to be places you feel safe and there's places you don't. Would you agree with that?
Yes, of course.
That's all.
Yeah.
Dade, Broward, Palm Beach.
Place. Yes.
I'm going to stereotype whatever you think, but there are certain areas you go, hey, I'd recommend you stay away from this. I've had people. Have you ever stopped somebody? When I used to work in Miami, I'd see tourists and, you know, like people from Germany. I'd go, hey, what are you doing? Oh, we're trying to find. Oh, no. You need to go, you know, and you try to tell them, like, hey, you know, it's dark out. Probably we're a little lost. Yeah, you are. But, you know, it's everybody's got good areas and bad areas.
All right. The man is only talking about his experience over there. Damn it, guys. Chill out. I'm born and raised here in Miami. I know the struggle, but that's his take. Let him have it. Okay?
He gave his take. We let him give his take.
Yeah, we didn't do it.
I didn't even.
Someone's making fun of me and said that word's not that big of a word, pontification. Too funny. Not that
Any
big
chance
of a word.
You looked it up during the break?
I did not look it up, but it means to pontificate. If I have to use it in the sense.
Well, I told you that.
I know. Can we get Kiko out there to lay Omar out? No, we're not going to tell Kiko. Way to piss
Kiko's
off.
Kiko's trying to learn a new defense.
Yeah, we got
right
new
now.
Defense
he
to learn. He's worried about Rashad. Yeah. Way to piss off 75% of your fan base that supports your articles, guy. Okay, good. Thanks. Dude's a sports writer, not a journalist. Big difference. Okay, I'm not telling him that. Jay-Z and Beyonce went to Cuba. Stop bitching. Okay.
I don't have a problem. Anybody can go to Cuba they want.
Do whatever you want.
If you listen, don't just listen to what you want. There are a lot of people that go to Cuba that like that vacation. I've heard people say it's a cheap vacation. It's really nice, and it's not that bad getting back. I wanted to go somewhere that was close. Okay. I've never tried to stop somebody. If they want to go, go.
No, of course not.
You got your mind made up. Can a lot of Canadians go to Cuba?
Yeah.
A lot. And people from other parts of this country probably go. I don't know how many. You can't fly there. Can you fly there or can you? I don't know if you fly.
To Cuba? I don't know.
Or has it got to be cruise? I don't even know.
I believe you can fly there, but I'm not 100% sure. Guys, not defending Omar, but Cuba is training Haitian doctors and helping feed the island because Cuba thinks they're messed up. So they're helping out.
Okay? That's good.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm just trying to wean through all
that. That doesn't make somebody feel. I mean, it's great. Whatever they're doing is great. And I don't know all the political stuff, and nor will I learn it after today's show. But there's got to be a little bit of feeling for somebody knowing that a guy that's my age, parents, had everything taken away from them, and people that they're related to put in prisons and never seen again, as in killed. I mean,
it's an interesting situation.
I'd be salty, too. I'd be salty after a lot of years if somebody took all my property, my bank account, and said, by the way, you no longer own this.
Yeah, you got to get out of here.
So that's all.
Do what you got to do.
Right. And by the way, a lot of them came over here. You know, Cuban people have had been really successful. Yeah. A lot of them have come over here and started over, didn't bitch. They don't go around complaining, just said, all right, This is my home. Let's do it. Let's do it again.
We actually have a football text came in. I can't wait to read this. Most of the local writers already have Miami trading Jones. So where does Everett lie now? Or where does it lie right now?
I don't know.
We'll know more today, right?
I'm with Omar on that. I don't think they can trade him. Unless they want to throw in a bunch of money.
They have to. They're going to have to.
If you're throwing a bunch of money, I hope we're not throwing in a bunch of money to get a seventh round pick.
Well, that might be the problem.
I just think seventh round picks are right next to throw in picks. Just to get rid of somebody and pay part of the salary. We've done that. Well, we've done that with one, two guys.
Let's see. Where are the Cubans attacking the Cubans that travel back to Cuba every day? Okay. This is all I'm trying to find sports text in here. Someone said North Korea. That's safe too. Great. Text machine is just in shambles today. I mean, shambles. Splib asked, what does he feel about Sistrunk? We go through his pockets down here. Good, Splib. Thank you. I needed something there. I appreciate that. You think Omar's new wife was saying, please don't push send? All that stuff that he was sending out. No, he's having a good time out there.
Oh, I know. If Omar really does, when he goes on vacation, he's a lot better guy than I am. I want to be Tommy Tourist. Mm. Take me where everybody else goes. That's safe. I'm not looking to find those neighborhoods.
No, you're right.
Apparently he is.
You're right.
But when I was on that damn cruise, I was like, let me see. Where does everybody else go? And Nat Mora is with. He goes, hey, we're going to dinner. It's right over there. I go, looks good to me, man. I go, and that view looks good, too. Let's go.
Someone says, get Kiko on for an interview. No! We love Kiko the player. We're not interviewing him about what's going on here. Not doing it. 56022 is the text line if you want to text some sports stuff to us or make fun of me or rip Hollywood. Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line.
Just shoot it back to earlier this morning before he got going on.
It's almost impossible to go all the way the far back there. You have no idea what this text machine looks like. No idea.
By the way, he is entitled to his
Of course
opinion,
he is. No, right? I'm not ripping him for that. He's entitled for his opinion. Whether we agree with it or not has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
It just should be interesting today. Is that your phone?
Yeah. Oh. It's in my bag.
I thought it was my phone.
It's too far away. No, okay. It's mine.
I like the ringtone. Someone said Omar's 100% correct.
I'm such a dumbass.
Yeah, I know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.